changing your plans for the holidays this year? How are you going to do it? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 1071. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. We're asking you how you're doing things differently this year. 651-641-1071. And why are we asking?
Thank you for asking why we're asking. We're asking because we're asking for why we're asking. Gwyneth Paltrow and Gwen Stevens, otherwise known as Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton, are celebrating Thanksgiving early this year. And I read this thanks to People Magazine, because I'm always picking up the People to see what Gwake is doing. That's the publicationship known as Gwyneth and Blake. Gwen. Her name's Gwen. Quote, we had a lot of fun.
You're confusing so many people right now. We're like, Gwyneth Paltrow and Blake Shelton are a couple?
No. Who knew? Also, this picture of Gwen Stefani looks like Farrah Abraham with a blonde wig on.
Oh, no.
Kind of disturbing.
It's a bummer. It does. You are correct. That is 100% correct.
But the article, I was like, wait, they celebrated Thanksgiving. Now, I know there's like 8 feet of snow on the ground, so I might have missed a month or two, but what? Thanksgiving is at the end of Turkey Month. What is
November.
That? November.
November.
Yeah, the 11th one.
Do you smell toast
Have
today?
You been outside? Have you seen 2020? I don't know what end is up. But normally Thanksgiving, I think, is what, the third Thursday of
November?
November?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
I they think decided.
Like some moon Maybe stuff. Number four. Like what? The four. Hold on.
It's no, there's not always a fourth.
I think it has. Doesn't it have to do with the moon?
It's the 26th of November this year.
It's the third. I swear it's the third Thursday.
Yeah, but there's four Thursdays.
Is it the fourth?
Yeah.
So I think it's a moon thing.
It's not a moon thing.
Of course it is.
No, that's Easter.
But sure, but why can't two holidays be?
Because Thanksgiving has nothing to do with Jesus.
Yeah, but harvest has to do with the moon.
Yeah, but he's not the reason for this season.
Oh my gosh, people. Okay, I'm going to get to the bottom of this, but you guys.
I'm going to take the alien ladies like Harley Weedwax experience, but you tell me the truth when you find it.
We've got callers on the line.
I mean, they can hold on. No,
it does have to do with the harvest.
But not the moon. Thank you.
But doesn't the harvest have to do with the moon? That's what a harvest moon is.
When is Thanksgiving?
Yeah, well, the Canadians already had their Thanksgiving, so I don't think that has to do with the moon.
It's the fourth Thursday of November, so I was one off. Moving on.
Okay.
Can we go to the phones?
Yes. I don't know why, but what are you doing for Thanksgiving this year, caller?
Let's go to Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello?
Lisa, we lost our damn mind. Are you guys doing anything different for Thanksgiving?
Many regrets. This won't help anybody, but we already had ours.
Okay.
On our side of the family, that one Friday that was really super nice and warm this month.
Yeah.
My niece had the great idea that we would do it because my parents have a big open porch, and we ate outside. And my parents are 80 and 86, and my mom just had one of her lungs removed from lung cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So we have to be really actually, she's doing really well, but thank you. But so we have to be really careful. So she just decided we would do it that Friday. We had all the accoutrements, and there weren't any turkeys that were available fresh, so she just roasted up a couple of chickens.
That'll do.
And I put out decorations like it was Thanksgiving, and we had plates that looked like Thanksgiving plates, and it was a great time.
I love that. I think that's a genius idea and way to get ahead of the weather. Like, you got to celebrate outside, and now we're not all going to be under 3 feet of snow. Kudos.
I know. My niece is both beautiful and smart.
That was very smart. Tell her we think she's beautiful and smart as well.
Okay,
Thank you,
Lisa.
I'll tell you, we were going to try to do what Lisa did and do it outside early, but there's a number of extenuating circumstances that did not allow us to do that, and then snow. So that's off the table at the Lindstrom house, too. No pun intended.
So what are you guys doing?
Oh, okay. So we are doing a thing where just the five of us in our house, and everybody gets to decide one item to be on the table. And so like the meal plan does not need to go. We're not, because nobody eats the Thanksgiving food at my in my family.
Okay.
They don't care.
What kind of things
are you gonna literally have? We haven't landed on anything yet, but like every person gets to have one item that they love on the table.
Oh, okay.
And cool. That'll be the meal. So yeah. We probably are not going to end up with any vegetables. There will probably be grilled cheese sandwiches and spaghetti. I mean, and it just is going to be, one for the books.
Yeah. Right there. No, I love that. Yeah. We got any other callers there? Oh, Holly's
working
taking
on
them
it.
As we speak.
I will say I happen to be a big fan of Mike Osterholm, who is an epidemiologist and is brilliant. And he has said on multiple occasions in many, many different places, but most notably on his own podcast, that we just need to, like, this is just the COVID year and it's probably not safe. No, he didn't say probably not. It's not safe to be getting together with people who aren't in your household indoors and sharing mealtime and spending the day together. And he said, just think of this as the COVID year.
Yeah.
Hopefully it won't be this way next year. It will be unlike last year. So just, accept that and honor that and figure out how to make that work.
Well, and it's a lot less bitching with your family members. You don't have to get bitter about all the resentments that you're carrying through the year. You can just sit on your fat duff and
eat your
watch
food.
Your Netflix.
Eat your own feelings.
Yeah.
Nice. Should we go back to the phone?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's go to Mary.
Hi, Mary. Mary, what is your Thanksgiving plan this year?
Well, my son and fiance moved from Minnesota to Phoenix, so I'm waiting for the invitation so I don't have to cook, and I can just go there.
And you could go somewhere
warm. If that doesn't work, then I'll go see my friend in Columbia. I'm the one that lives in South Carolina.
Hey. Columbia would be nice.
Warm. So here, yeah, I was just going to say, here I am sending you off to a warm location, but you're already there.
Yeah, I just have to go west.
Thank you, Mary, for your call. Have a happy Thanksgiving in a month.
Let's go to Annie.
Hello, Annie. Annie, are you doing things a little differently this year for Thanksgiving?
We are. Normally I host. That's my jam. So I always like to be the one to have 100 people in my house, but we can't. My significant other's parents are 86, and his other siblings live in Spain and Calgary, and so we're not going to have it, or we're going to go to Mexico.
Ah, fun.
Yeah, we're just thinking, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Let's just get out of town. There's nothing else to do. And if I can't host, I'm out.
Yeah.
And you can socially distance as well there as you could here.
A big beach, baby. That's all I need.
Yeah.
Exactly. Say it. Thank you for your call.
Eat some turkey leg on a beach.
No, I wouldn't even need the turkey. No. No, I would eat. I would eat anything on a beach.
I don't even need to eat on a beach.
I don't even need to eat on the beach.
Sex on the beach.
Okay.
That's a nice cocktail of a virgin variety. I like the virgin sex on the beach. Can you have that? On the beach anyway?
Would it just be orange juice and grenadine?
I'm not above
back
it.
Back from your assertion that you really
saying
like
is I don't
virgin
drink
sex
cocktails.
On the beach. No, I know that. I know what you're saying. I'm just saying.
Also, virgin sex is kind of...
I can't Google this. I was about to Google
don't Google virgin sex on the beach. Actually, do. I would like to see what
I'm
you come up with.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not the guinea pig
and
here.
And then, please...
Thank you.
Let's count how many minutes before IT shows up in your office.
No, I'm not in the mood.
It's just cranberry juice and orange juice.
Okay, so it's just a cran orange.
You know what I love is the virgin Miami Vice. That's my
what
favorite.
What is that?
Ooh, pina
Miami
colada.
Vice. It's like a half and half... I think it's the half daiquiri pina colada.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's you love your pina colada, virgin pina coladas.
Ooh, I just get real frosty for one of them.
Okay, somehow we went from Thanksgiving to Bradley's favorite virgin cocktails.
Because I
want to
be on a beach with some virgin cocktails.
I want to be on a beach. Do we have any other calls, Holly?
Yeah, let's Chris have the last word.
Hi, Chris. Chris, are you doing anything differently this year for Thanksgiving? I almost said Halloween. Thanksgiving. Hi, Chris.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
That's okay.
What we do, and we aren't doing it differently, what we do is a couple years ago, because we have so many people who work retail in our family, we actually celebrate the holiday the Saturday before, because then we don't have to worry about Black Friday and if they're going to do that or any of that.
Oh, sure.
And then my husband and I will go someplace for the long weekend.
Oh, isn't that nice?
This year, we're going to go up to Craigan's for the weekend.
Oh, fun.
And so it's just every year we do something different, and it's just the he and I time, and then you don't have to work. It's so much less stress.
Yeah, no
kidding.
Saturday.
No, so that's what we do, and it's fun. And we I told everybody, you know, we invited just the same people that we've seen all the time through all of this.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, and I've told people, you know, if you don't want to come because you're not comfortable coming because of the social distancing, I will understand.
Yeah.
I will say, Cragen's has the best indoor pool to social distance at.
Yeah, I'm excited. They actually have a Thanksgiving special, and this wasn't meant to be a commercial for them, but where we ended up with, you know, they pay for your Thanksgiving dinner, and we got a king-size room with on the lake with a fireplace. And so just a nice day to go up. You know, we go up Thursday, and then we come back on Sunday. So it's just a good time to unplug.
Well, have so much fun. And thank you for calling, Chris. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, Megan and Harry are being stalked by some wildlife. We'll talk about it when we come back on My Talk 107.1. So much going on in this world. Just so many things to see and do and be. This is the Colleen and Bradley
Show.
What
a time to be alive,
it really
kids.
Is. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Mm. Yeah, we didn't have to reach around and dig for any stories
today. No, we didn't.
Today.
It just sort of plopped right there in front of us.
So handy.
It is handy when that happens, isn't it? Let's talk about Meghan and Harry. Apparently, they're being stalked by some wildlife.
Yeah, I'm going to grab this story with both hands and tell you about it right now. Prince Harry, here's a headline for you. Prince Harry and Meghan Mark, it's on Twitter. Go Twitter stuff if you need to know what we're double entendreing. Prince Rudy Giuliani, Prince Borat movie. It's coming out this weekend. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are warned that there is a wild black bear prowling their $1 million California mansion. So it's like, okay, what's going on? Like, Harry and Meghan are attacked by bears.
There's just a bear that's tiptoeing around.
No, like literally, Yogi Bear
stalking them.
This black bear apparently has a den near the Sussex's home.
Oh, well, I mean, that thing is so big, it might have one in the Sussex's home.
Well, you know what's hilarious about this? Is this is another opportunity for the Daily Mail to take digs at Harry and Meghan.
Of course.
So, if you don't know the backstory, the Daily Mail has been sued by Harry and Meghan. They've not necessarily had the nicest things to say about Harry and Meghan. But here's the story as they tell it in the latest issue of the Daily Mail. Officials say the black bear has a den on Rancho San Carlos near the Sussex's home, quote, which was disturbed when it was recently sold. The animal is believed to have been attracted by Harry and Meghan's wealthy neighbors.
Oh, my gosh.
But wait, there's more. What they say is causing the bear to get real excited and want to spend a lot of time near Harry and Meghan is their wealthy liberal neighbor's chicken coops in Montecito. So liberal elites
are
causing bears to attack. And Harry and Meghan buying that home is responsible. Their 16-bathroom mansion is now just a playground and a magnet for dangerous, deadly black bears. By the way, of the bear population, black bears
are the least
dangerous, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, you just
grizzlies that'll get you.
So I'm looking at the map. You know, they've really plotted out, you know, where the ranch where the bear's den was located, and then all the sightings of the bear, and then Harry and Meghan's house so far in the distance.
Yeah. Well, you guys, I have actual audio of the bears trying to get away from the rich chicken coops. Listen.
Is that Yogi?
Just trying to get a picnic basket.
Oh my gosh.
The Duke and Duchess bought this mansion that was really just a bear haven with neighbors like Oprah and Ellen.
Okay, I thought that was going to be a name of a club downtown.
Which part?
The Bear Haven.
The Bear Haven.
The Bear Haven, yes. That's in West Hollywood.
Oh my gosh. No, this story is ridiculous. Also, does Jennifer Aniston live in Montecito?
No.
Because she's one of those chicken havers.
Also, can you please look at the picture again that lays out on a map where the bear sightings were and where Harry and Meghan's house
is. It's like many city blocks. Like
there
many.
No connection.
No,
to this, any you know of these things.
So again, this comes from the Daily Mail. So this is like
trash.
It is trash, and it's also like trying to think of like what an example of this. It's like they've never been to Montecito. Maybe they have. I don't know. But they're like, there's a bear in Montecito, and so are the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. That bear is stalking them in Montecito, and like, don't have the frame of reference to understand that Montecito isn't like a room. It's like a large surface area.
Oh, the bear is cute. Also, the bear was found in July.
Okay, also,
it is October.
Here's how the Daily Mail describes this in early July. Soon after moving into their California home in early July, again, Harry and Meghan, the large black bear, just the one, by the way, there are more than one bear, the large black bear was reported yards from Oprah's estate. The animal, which can weigh up to 39 stone, that's British poundage, I love how British money is pounds, but pounds are stones.
Oh, man.
So it's weird. The animal, which can weigh up to 39 stone, now appears to be back, with California Department of Fish and Wildlife spokesman Tim Daly suggesting the bear is being attracted by chicken coops. And then he tells the Sun, it's not like they can't afford fresh eggs, but for some reason these folks there think they need a chicken coop.
Okay.
Like, I love how he's just like, them crazy rich people and their chicken coops.
You can just get those eggs at the market.
Yeah, you know,
you need a chicken for that.
That's the real problem. Harry and Meghan, Oprah, and backyard chicken.
I feel like maybe welcome the bears, because we have seen bears relaxing in people's backyards in Southern California.
I am grateful. I mean, I should be clear. I don't have bears in my backyard, and I don't want them to eat my dog. And there are other pieces of wildlife throughout the metro area that I don't necessarily want to spend a lot of time around. But I'm kind of excited that, you know, wildlife are enjoying life.
I mean, isn't that the thing that sort of happened when we were all locked down? It's like suddenly nature was like, hi, welcome back. All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we've got some celebrities behaving badly. We have a name for them. That name is D-Bags. We're going to tell you who they are after this on My Talk 107.1. Celebrities behaving badly. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hey.
We have a name for those celebrities behaving badly, and that name is...
Bag of Tea.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
D-Bag!
Who's your D-Bag, Bradley?
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
The Daily Mail.
Bing, boom. Boom.
Frequent flyer tabloid, the Daily Mail, is my D-bag, and also Ellen DeGeneres' people, because if they had anything to do with pushing this narrative, and we referenced it a little bit earlier in the show, but if you missed that, Ellen DeGeneres unveils her drastic new hairstyle as she continues repairing her toxic workplace image. So in order to combat the image of maintaining a toxic workplace and the scandal that surrounded such stories, Ellen got a new hairdo.
Okay, by the way, can we just be real about her hairdo? It's like she just got a canister of Aquanet and a comb.
She just did a back comb.
Yeah that's or all
a,
she did.
What do you call that? A slick back.
Yeah.
Right? She just slicked her hair back, and everybody's like, oh my God, Ellen got a new haircut because she is toxic and she needed a new look. No. Ellen just changed her hair. Also, women don't fight scandal doing a hair change.
Nobody will notice me now I have changed my hair.
I look like a much better person if I soften my look. She wouldn't be the first woman to hear that, but Ellen changing her hairstyle, I don't know that that's really going to do much in the way of changing image.
Yeah, but it did. I mean, I will say credit for grabbing headlines about her hair.
Yeah. which just tells you everything you need to know about the world that we live in.
Yeah.
She's been rocking this new hairstyle for about a week, but fans couldn't help but comment on it in a new video she posted, joking about Cardi B's accidental nude photo leak. Okay. Mm-hmm. I actually did want to, you know, when I saw this story, I did think to myself, wow, Ellen has sort of somehow dropped off the face of the tabloids following, you know, her attempted a comeback. And maybe it's just because we've had so many other stories that have taken headlines over. You know, she was able to sort of avoid the spotlight. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess if that's, you know, we're not talking about Ellen, though. We're talking about the Daily Mail. Anyway, they did go on to stick a knife in her back and say, the new look comes amid a decline in ratings for the Ellen DeGeneres Show, which returned for its 18th season last month with 38% lower ratings as compared to last year.
Indicating, of course, that the only possible thing she could do to deal with all of this.
Yeah.
Was get some attention for a new hairstyle.
Yeah, well, then they quoted some people from tweets that said, what happened to her hair? And another person said, nice hair.
Wow.
So, people are talking.
People are talking about this lesbian's hair.
But what do you think about it?
Really?
I mean, what do you think about her hair? I don't. I mean, if you're asking me honestly.
I am, actually, because I just wanted to talk for a second about it.
You're like, I actually don't like her hair.
It just sort of looks a little finger in the socket.
Excuse me?
It looks like a finger in a light socket.
Oh.
An electrical socket.
It actually, you know, it totally reminds me of actually Portia de Rossi. Like, I wonder if Portia was like, hey, girl, you should try styling your, or slicking your hair back.
Yeah.
Because doesn't Portia have a...
She has kind of a cool
slick
edgy
back
do.
Look.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a poor man's, what's her name? The blonde lady who didn't wear panties in that movie.
Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone. Yeah, oh. It's kind of a poor man's Sharon Stone.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the hair. Well,
duly noted.
Yeah, I just, you know, thought we might as well talk about it. So we didn't get to give this its due yesterday, and I decided to make this individual my D-bag so that we could spend a little more time on it than we did yesterday. Shawn Mendes.
Oh, sure. What because he's naked in his new documentary?
No, so he's got this new documentary coming out in Wonder. And in it, the promise is that we'll get to see a different side of Shawn Mendes.
His butt.
It's this particular quote, because we've long followed Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. We call them Shamila. And they're a publationship.
Or they were. I mean, they kind of are still, right? Like, well,
fire it back
lazy.
Up. Fire it back up, because this is like a full court press here. He says, my song comes on the radio or something, and I'm like, everything's about you. They've always been about you. He said this to Camila Cabello. All my songs are about you. She goes, what do you mean? Like, they're all about you. Like, every song I've ever wrote is about you. So that's what we're supposed to take from this documentary, is that all of the songs that Shawn Mendes has ever written have been about Camila Cabello.
Oh, that was my favorite song about Camila Cabello.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there an extended cut of that, though?
No, I got the remix.
Okay, good.
It's a David Guetta remix.
Oh, yeah. Wait till the beat drops right here.
With Peaches. This is the biggest load of dookie that I have heard in a long time, because you want me to now believe that you guys fell in love and were so romantical during the Senorita song, but now we're going to like rewrite the history and say all of your songs ever were written because of Camila Cabello.
Yeah, they're all about her.
When you were just friends.
They're all about her.
Also, isn't that kind of creepy for all the other women that he dated in the interim? Did he date anyone else? He dated anyone else ever?
I don't know. Good question.
Yes, he dated Hailey Baldwin.
Okay, so.
Briefly.
Nothing for her.
I mean,
the whole time
right.
he was with
That's
Hailey Baldwin,
rude.
He was thinking of Camila Cabello.
Mm-hmm. All those songs, they're about Camila Cabello.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's creepy is I just typed in, who has, and it literally says Shawn Mendes dated.
Okay. Bradley, it's listening.
I mean, that is creep-tacular. Ugh.
Have you watched that Social Dilemma yet?
No, I can't. I'm afraid to.
You should be. You should be.
I was just looking up Shawn Mendes' complete dating history with Hailey Baldwin to BFF Camila Cabello. So Hailey Baldwin, Camila Cabello, that's all. That's all he's ever dated?
That's all we know. Publicly.
And I'm he's how saying. Old? 20 what?
I don't know. 20, hold on a second.
Two, maybe? Three?
How old is he? 20. Nope. 22. He's
only 20?
He's 22. Oh, 22.
Okay.
He's 22 years old.
I guess it's believable that he's only dated two women.
I mean, you know, maybe those are just his two, like, adult public relationships, right? Like, I bet he dated people when he was, like, 16.
Yeah.
Right? But just an FYI, all the songs that you hear about from Camilla. Shawn Mendes are
about totally believable.
It just is so, it's so obvious. It's just trying a little too hard.
It's revisionist history.
It is a little bit. Now, listen, I like Shawn Mendes's music fine. It's got a nice beat and you can dance to it.
He's a talented individual.
He is a talented individual.
He's not hard in the eyes.
The thing that is making me sad about this is like this whole distraction of this publicationship might be getting him attention, but in terms of longevity, I don't know. Just put out some good music.
Yeah, but you can't do that
anymore.
Adele
never needed a publicationship.
Yeah, but now, I'm telling you, man, they all have to have publicity. And so you're going to see all these cockamamie stories. I mean, Adele is not immune.
That is true. I mean, yes, her focus is on other things. Or the thing that is getting her publicity is other things, I should say. Anyway, I'm not going to watch this, FYI.
Yeah, I don't.
I won't be watching in wonder.
I'll wait for the report of the report.
I won't be the one to give it to you. So somebody else will have to. When we return right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, there was a lot of D-bag today. So much, in fact, that we had to create a whole separate segment called a D-bag double down. We'll tell you who the additional D-bag is today when we
return. It's a good one.
On the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Holly, this is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. Sometimes we just have a whole lot of D-bag. So much, in fact, it spills over into the next segment, and we have to have a D-bag double down.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
There are so few things that bring me joy in this world anymore. One of them, though, is poking fun at Alicia Silverstone.
What did she do now? Did she? Let me guess. Hold on. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just go through my Rolodex of greatest hits. Did she masticate her food and spit it into her child's mouth?
No.
Yeah.
That's chew, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Some people,
I mean,
they might
don't ask Rudy
that.
Giuliani.
Okay.
She did that. It's called, I think it's called birding
baby
or
birding.
Baby birding. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so that's not what she, that's nope. not the thing today. Okay, nope. Did she take a bath with her son, her nope. 9-year-old son?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, and it's what? Not even the thing that is half a part of this headline. Here's the headline that got me real excited. Alicia Silverstone takes maskless stroll with her two vegan dogs in her Hollywood Hills hood. That's a lot of hull.
Her two vegan dogs.
So she has vegan dogs, number one. But that's not even what I want to poke fun at, which I could poke fun at that alone, because she feeds her dogs a strict vegan diet. Problem.
Yeah.
Dogs are not vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Don't at me, please. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to show
it's
up and talk
nice
about.
It's always nice, too, when you decide for your animals what their values are.
Or your children. But that's a whole separate conversation. We don't have time, okay? She penned a blog, which I encourage you to read on your own at some point. But on her website this month, she talked about how having a plant-based diet can allegedly prevent you from catching the coronavirus.
Based on what study? Scientific.
I mean, there's no study.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, but that's, I mean, we're not arguing over science, are we?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's 2020. We don't need to do that.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. Okay, I will. Okay, so she says, she says in her expert scientific opinion that eating a plant-based diet will keep you from getting COVID-19.
From dying from the COVID. Here we go. Quote, what? And you guys, look, I know everybody's got different opinions about things. Science, I'm not a scientist. Please don't listen to me. I just want you to understand that a celebrity is offering you scientific advice. Here we go. Quote, why are we afraid that we may die from SARS-CoV-2 virus, but not from the death that may come from poor food choices? The number of deaths from cancers and cardiovascular disease are staggering. During this pandemic, Colleen, everyone says with such sincerity that they are quarantining and wearing masks to protect the vulnerable. And yet, this promise seems forgotten when the evening steak or burger or Coke or milkshake are plunked down on the table. How can we make people care about themselves and others and do this all the time so disasters and disease are minimized? I mean, do you want to do it or should I?
No, I think you should.
No, go for it.
I really feel like you should.
I mean, this is one of those things that people do where they try to, like, say, you know, they'll say something like, what that person did was horrible, but did you know that there are 4 million starving children in the world? Mm-hmm. Like, no. So they're not mutually exclusive. Or actually, wait, no. What am I trying to say? They are mutually exclusive?
No, they're not. They're not. I think you're trying to say they're not mutually exclusive.
I don't know what I'm trying to say other than this is dumb. Because you can protect yourself from COVID-19 and also care about the food you eat. But you're not going to get COVID because you ate a burger,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, mm-hmm. I understand that she's trying to say people eat unhealthy. That is a thing. But that, as far as I'm concerned, does not have to do with any scientific study that's been rigorously peer-reviewed that would indicate eating a milkshake is going to kill you or increase your chances of getting COVID.
The other piece of this that's like, oh, I hate when people do this, is this sort of soapboxy preaching about, trying to point out the inconsistencies of being concerned or fearing or existing in a world with a bunch of different diseases that could potentially kill you, and not being able to balance that with your healthy food choices, is that when you exercise that argument, you also have to turn it inside out and then say, well, then what happens when somebody who eats a plant-based diet or a quote healthy diet
gets COVID and dies
or gets cancer,
like they deserve it?
Exactly. What then? What? Right? Because then there's going to be some cockamamie rigmarole that she's going to be able to mix in there to try to explain that away.
Here's a perfect example that I could fall victim to. So okay. I'm trying to admit my own.
Thank you.
Alicia Silverstone-ness.
This is a vulnerable moment.
Yeah, I'm going to get vulnerable. I read there was some early reports, and there was like this, not a study, because I don't know words right now, but mm-hmm. when it comes to medical stuff, but not the kind of study where they actually took a bunch of people, and then they had a control group, mm-hmm. and then they fed them this one thing, and then they looked at the results. Did those people die of COVID more or less?
Is likely? That's called a double blind, right?
Double blind, right? Yeah. This was a review of people who did, like, it was basically a review of the review, a report of the report. They looked at a bunch of numbers and extrapolated some stuff from it. And it mm-hmm. was all about fermented foods.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people jumped on the bandwagon, like, oh my God, if you eat fermented foods, you're not going to die of the COVID, which is hilarious because if you look at, like, I don't know, China mm-hmm. or Korea, where people died from COVID, mm-hmm. they also eat a lot of fermented foods. But there was some initial, there was an initial idea that there's something there that scientists should look into further, right? But it wasn't drawing a full conclusion. It was just saying this might be a thing, but a bunch of people just ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I love fermented food. So I could have been like, I could have taken to my blog, which I don't have, but
right.
I could have gone to social media and said, you guys, if you eat kimchi, you're not going to die of the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be stupid and irresponsible because, again, a peer-reviewed, double-blind, baby-back study.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, double blind study.
So it's like you see what you want to see. And her whole thing is like she doesn't want to eat meat mm-hmm. or dairy. And she thinks that's the cause of a lot of the world's problems. Okay. But you can hold that belief and not have to like somehow work in a way that's going to kill people. Like, that's not going to be the thing that keeps people mm-hmm. sane and aware about COVID.
Right. Right.
Right? Well, like, I'm not going to eat this burger because it's going to give me COVID.
And there's a big difference between saying, this is the lifestyle I've adopted and this is what it has done for me, and this lifestyle is the better lifestyle and here's what it will do for you, right? Yeah. Like, there's a difference in that storytelling. One kind of comes from a more shame-based space, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what she's calling on when she's saying, you know, how can you all eat like this and not see all also, this stuff in your
she
midst?
She is a privileged AF.
Mm. Well, I so mean, she has if you've the got ability, vegan dogs, that's a sign of some privilege.
Yeah. When you are willing to outright... Never mind. Mm. It's so obvious that she's speaking from a place of privilege. And like, even if that was true, like maybe work to get better food into the hands of people than to shame people into behavior that
there's
you would like them
right there
to adopt.
Mm-hmm. That's right? A really good point.
Okay.
Alicia Silverstone, in other words, we don't have time for you anymore.
Well, we didn't really, but I do want to thank her for the opportunity to poke fun at her, for this segment.
I agree.
I mean, that's a gift that she has given us without even realizing it.
Can I tell you the gift we are giving our listeners today? The ability to purchase tickets for Project Down and Dirty Classic Radio Drama.
Yes!
They are on sale as we speak. This is our 10th year of Project Down and Dirty, and we're doing a classic radio drama. And these tickets, by the way, here's the best part about the tickets this year. You don't have to go anywhere.
Sit on your butt.
Sit on your butt. Pew, 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 pew. No, ear horn, thank you.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, you can just sit wherever you are and take part in Project Down and Dirty Classic Radio Drama. Those tickets are on sale as we speak. And remember, the proceeds of those ticket sales go to a bunch of really wonderful charitable organizations. We here on the Colleen and Bradley Show are particularly excited to be partnering yet again with Every Meal, formerly known as the Sheridan Story, to help them with their mission to feed people who have some food insecurity. They meet the need of that food gap when children aren't able to receive free and reduced meal options through their schools. And we are really thankful that we get to work with them yet again. So remember, when you buy those tickets, you're also helping many wonderful charities. And when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, rank your potatoes. Okay, This is what I want. This will just make it easier, okay? What's your top potato and your bottom potato, okay?
Ew.
What's the best kind of potato? What's the worst kind of potato? You know what I mean. 651-641-1071. We are ranking potatoes after this.
My Talk 107.1.
Hey, everybody. It's Mimi Show.